behind me, Josh Graves and Tim Graves from the Great Dobro Sessions. This is John Gorga. Hospital.
wouldn't say a thing. He'd walk outside, turn on his workshop light, and he'd work on a ring. My dad earned the Soldier's Medal and the Purple Heart in Vietnam. He learned how to make jewelry to ease his mind on the ship back home. The war left him changed, but he never said a thing. Every time he thought about it, he'd work on a ring for my mother. He made a ring for my mother. Father made my mom a ring. We watched him through the window as he worked one afternoon. He held the silver half dollar in his hand as he tapped the edges with a spoon. When I asked my dad if he was mad, he never said a thing. It seemed to ease his troubled mind. He worked on the ring for my mother. He made a ring for my mother. He'd do most anything. A quiet man with few words spoken proved his love could not be broken. Out of a half dollar, my father made my mom a ring. Every holiday, we gather round the table as my dad prays. And when we close our eyes, sometimes I think my dad cries. And those words left unspoken, I've come to understand. What's kept our family together is worn on my mother's hand. For my mother, my mother, he'd do most anything. A quiet man with few words spoken proved his love could not be broken. Out of a half dollar, my father made my mom a ring. Out of a half dollar, my father made my mom a ring.
The Saturday Light Brigade features a blend of acoustic music, puzzles, on-air phone calls, community interviews, and live performances from youth and adults, all in a relaxed format that's fun to listen to. Tune in to the show to get your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 to noon at WRCT Pittsburgh.
Depression in the shadow of World War, when a patriotic man was not supposed to ask what for. Late in life you had a seventh child, an unexpected son, and I grew up to question everything and everyone. Now they're putting all the pieces back together, though it isn't quite the way it used to be. The walls are coming down, and every day it's getting better. And that means that there's still hope for you and me. Mm-hmm. volunteered for service before the war began. A master sergeant training other soldiers in Japan. Then they sent your boys to battle. You came home to take a wife and do your best to live life worthy of their sacrifice. Now they're putting all the pieces back together, though it isn't quite the way it used to be. The walls are coming down, and every day it's getting better. And that means that there's still hope for you and me. You were a loving and a dedicated husband. As a father, you were patient and kind. But a piece of your humanity was shattered in Korea. Something sacred in your heart was left behind. Father, I was by your side when you took your last breath. I was just 19 and you were only 62. The Korean War left scars upon your soul that touched us both. Though the means to heal the hurt was seen from different points of view. Now they're putting all the pieces back together, though it isn't quite the way it used to be. Walls are coming down, and every day it's getting better. And that means that there's still hope for you and me. Walls are coming down, and every day it's getting better. And that means that there's still hope for you and me.
I miss my old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me. With his corny jokes and his cheap cigars, he could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load full of combat cargo for the Burma Road. And after they dropped the bomb, he came home and married Mom. And not long after that, he was my old man. And oh, the fights we had when my brother and I got him mad. He'd get all boiled up, and he'd start to shout, and I knew what was coming, so I tuned him out. And now the old man's gone, and I'd give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. I miss the old man tonight. I can almost see his face. He was always trying to watch his weight, and his heart only made it to 58. And for the first time since he died, late last night I cried. I wondered when I was gonna do that for my old man.
Just heard from Steve Goodman, My Old Man, from No Big Surprise, the Steve Goodman Anthology. It's on Red Pajamas Records. Joe Jenks before that, All the Pieces, from The Candle in the Flame on Turtle Bear Music. Terry Hendrix with a title track from The Ring on Willery Records. And John Gorka, Semper Fi, that's found on Jack's Crows on High Street Records. You're listening to All Things Folk, a special edition for Father's Day. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Find me now, Russ Barenberg. This is Mick Maloney.
Preserve that old kettle, so black and so worn. It belonged to my father before I was born. It hung in a corner beyond on a nail. 'Twas an emblem of labor, my dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. When the bell rang for mealtime, my father'd come down. He'd ate with the workmen about on the ground. He'd share with the labourer and say he'd go bail. You would ne'er reach the bottom of Dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer and winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. If the day should be rainy, my father'd stop home. And he'd polish his kettle as clean as a stone. He'd joke with my mother and me he would wail. If I just put a finger on Dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer and winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. There's a place for the coffee and also the bread. Corn, beef and potatoes, and oft it was said, go fill it with porter, with beer or with ale. The drink would taste sweeter from Dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer and winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail.
On a farm out in Nebraska, when the corn was 3 feet high, summer was hot as blazes, a young boy's mouth was running dry. The ground was parched as paper, the dust hung like a cloud. Silence drove the horses, made no sense to curse aloud. I can't say what my dad told me when I was very young. My advice came from an inner voice. I learned to handle my own tongue. I've made a mountain of mistakes. I do a good turn when I can, not because of what Dad said to me. My father was a quiet man. When the lady from the city came with a checkbook in her hand, they'd been living on $9, and they were farming barren land. His mother took the money, not ashamed but then not proud. And that night while his parents fought, a young man didn't say a word out loud. I can't say what my dad
was very young. My advice came from an inner voice. I learned to handle my own tongue. I've made a mountain of mistakes. I do a good turn when I can, not because of what Dad said to me. My father was a quiet man. Though he wasn't much for words, you could count on him to the end. And when his pride was on the line, he knew just when to bend. He always brought an extra pail of water from the well. And if you needed a confidant, he was the one who would never tell. A lesson from my father was in the watching of the man. And now that I am older, I've begun to understand. My inner voice and daddy go walking hand in hand. Sometimes it's not what you say, but how you make your stand. I can't say I was very young. My advice came from an inner voice. I learned to handle my own tongue. I made a mountain of mistakes. I do a good turn when I can, not because of what Dad said to me. My father was a quiet man. Not because of what Dad said to me. My father was a quiet man.
New Age Psychobabble, Satanic Seduction, and everything in between. Frequencies and codes for cultivating inner awareness. Join GDA Mother God for spiritual instruction. Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m.
I was born to a dreamer. As a king, the birds and the trees and his garden. And I remember how he loved to sing. Farewell to the days of my childhood. Farewell to the lost lullabies, to the
these mountains, you can never go home, so they say. But I leave my heart in these mountains. They buried my father today. Farewell to the days of my childhood. Farewell to the sweet lullabies, to the innocence, beauty, and wonder. Farewell to my father's blue eyes, to the wisdom, the love, and the kindness that I saw in my father's blue eyes.
In July, peach and lemon sky, evening chimes have struck. I hear the ice cream truck, and I'm walking with my dad, like I did when I was 10. And I feel a little sad, knowing one day this will end. And I treasure each beautiful moment we still have together. His silver handsome hair, the same old shirt he wears, the caring in his eyes, so honest and so wise, and the voice I heard so much in the lost days of my youth. And the only voice I trust that will always tell the truth. And I treasure each beautiful moment we still have together. Beautiful moments, they sparkle and shine. I wish I could hold them in time. Beautiful moments cannot be measured, and I treasure each beautiful moment we still have together. Disagreed on politics and things, how little all that means, how fast it all recedes. We remain as close as an oak tree and its seed. With memories like a ghost that will always roam through me. And I treasure each beautiful moment we still have together. And I treasure each beautiful moment we still have together.
just heard from Tom Pacheco, Beautiful Moments. That's found on his self-produced release, The Secret Hits, Volume 2. It's on Frog's Claw Records. The Burn Sisters before that, My Father's Blue Eyes, from Looking Back, Our American Irish Souls. It's on Sisters Music, and Debbie Smith, Quiet Man, from her Amerisound Records release, In My Dreams. Starting out that set, Mick Maloney, My Dad's Dinner Pail. It's on McNally's Row of Flats on Compass Records. That wraps up set two. Behind me once again, Russ Berenberg. Do you find yourself choosing between health care and other critical needs? Fortunately, there is a federal government program to provide vaccines for children at no or low cost to uninsured families and others who qualify. More information at NACCHO.org. A public service message from the National Association of County and City Health Officials and WRCT. This is John Smith.
The first time I heard my dad say that he loved me was on Father's Day. I was a grown man. I was on the road. It was just the two of us talking on a pay telephone. Yeah, we talked to this, then we talked to that. We talked about fishing, talked about the Cubs and Mets. Then I said I had to go. That's when he said, I love you, son. I said, I love you too. Then we both hung up. I walked away, and tears came down like rain falling gently upon fallow ground. I felt the fields of my heart turn green from those few small words my father said. Gently upon knew I had a hole inside that big, but I guess I did, because there it was, crying right out loud, saying, fill me up. Yeah, so now I try to do my best to tell my kids I love them every chance I get. It's funny how a few small words can run so deep, make a baby smile.
Some hospital room on a Tuesday at noon. A fearful and frail 84-year-old man who once was so proud, always barking out loud. Now I'm helping him go to the bathroom. His place in the world, once secured by a snarl, now reduced to reluctant dependence. Two-door red sedan, that's what he drove. I'm out on Lakeshore and I roll down his window. I was always amazed how an angry old man could make another grown man feel 7 years old. Are you making a living? He'd snap out at me. You're not getting much younger, that's all he would say. But it was fear that was talking, and that's where he hid. And the Wizard of Oz passed it on to his kids. It was different for him. He did not have the tools. And here is two children with the luxury to choose. We've chosen families, and he moved away. On the day I got married, that's where he stayed. The last time we talked, he was getting so weak. I was holding his hand, it was all he could do just to speak. Brought my mouth to his ear and sang him two songs in a whisper. Then I kissed him goodbye and we left him alone. About 4 in the morning, we all heard the phone. He died how he lived, by himself in his sleep. There was loss, there was pain, and reprieve and relief. My very worst critic had drawn his last breath. Now what would I learn from my own father's death? I won't miss the judgment, the guilt or neglect. And I'll forgive who I love, but I will not forget. I don't need a thing, that's what he would say. If I tried to get close, he just pushed me away. But I did what I could, that's all that you can. And I let the rest go. I let the rest go. I let the rest go. And said goodbye to my dad.
Tune in to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Hear engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Thank you.
will be thankful for the gifts that were given. I wanna turn my back on the past. You should not resent me for moving forward. I cannot rectify all the things that went bad for you. I cannot move where these four walls surround me. Even though it may be right for you, I cannot see through another man's eyes. I will not walk in my father's shoes. That have long been forgotten, an escape from a life that was not their own. But they passed down possessions through the generations, and here you will live in your father's home. For is it the brave who destroy the circle? There are no heroes who gamble and lose. I do not resemble the face in the picture.
Just heard from Cliff Eberhardt's My Father's Shoes. That goes way back to a Windham Hill Records release, A Long Road. Cat Stevens, Father and Son, from A Journey on Universal Music. We heard from David Roth, Goodbye to My Dad. Irreconcilable Similarities, this is released on Wind River Records. And John Smith, Father's Day from Gravity of Grace, that's on Blue Pine Music. You're listening to All Things Folk, a special Father's Day edition. It's songs about, by, and for dads throughout the entire program. My name's Ken Batiste, and again, thanks for keeping me company on this Sunday, on Father's Day. I'm going to let Russ Berenberg take us up to the top of the hour. Thank you. listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. All Things Folk is a program dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, and it airs each and every Sunday live from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. My name's Ken Battista. Again, thanks for spending some time with me on this Sunday afternoon. Today's a special edition for Father's Day. We're going to begin hour three. We're going to hear from Daryl Scott, but in keeping with my theme on today's broadcast, we're going to hear from his father. This is Wayne Scott.
As I look back on some bitter years, some things don't mean a thing. Like chasing women, writing songs, riding trucks and old freight trains. When I reach back for happy